From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 979th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry tonight, starring Ferlin Husky.
I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. Well, I'm quitting the blues of the world, just singing a song, yeah, singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the parson. Hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. Ooh, ooh, I'm sitting on top of the world, just singing a song and rolling along.
She's sitting on top of the world.
I'm rolling along, yeah, rolling along.
Well, he's quitting the blues of the world.
I'm singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the parson. Hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. Ooh, I'm sitting on top of the wide, wide world, just singing a song.
Thank you so much, neighbors. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Now, Grant, how about you telling everybody who's going
to
be here?
Be real happy to, Ferlin. Well, first off, we got our two regulars, Rod Brassfield and Cousin Minnie Pearl.
We sure have, and we've got that top guitar playing man, Chester Atkins.
Three, Tommy Jackson and the Opry Square Dancer, Miss Del Wood.
And our special guest star, Mac Wiseman. Now, it's a great pleasure to introduce a man who insists it's a good policy to always listen to two sides of everything, especially when buying a phonograph record. Rod Brassfield! Hello, Rod. Where are you going?
Now, how'd you know my name was Rod?
Well, I just guessed it.
Well, guess where I'm going. Well, it's Ferlin Husky.
Hello, Pappy.
Hello, Declare. Vern Brown Husky. It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
How you doing, boy?
Well, fair. Yourself?
Me? Oh, I ain't gonna brag a bit, and I'm too lazy to kick.
Yeah.
I'm on my way down to the watchmaker's to get my old 8-day clock fixed. It went busted on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Runs 8 days without winding.
The clock does.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't no telling how long it'll run if it's winded.
Yeah. No winding.
Hey, Ferlin.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in Europe?
In Europe? Well, yeah. During the World War II, I was in the Merchant Marines. I sailed back and forth.
Is that
Europe,
right?
England, Ireland, Scotland.
Boy, Africa. That there London and England must be a wonderful place to reduce.
Why is that?
Well, I was reading in the paper this morning where a woman lost 50 pounds one afternoon at a racetrack.
No kidding.
I didn't know that was good.
Hey, Ferlin, yeah. You already been down to Hornwall with me last week, boy.
What'd you do, Ron?
Well, we had a big wedding down there.
Is that right?
Oh, it's a fine deal, boy.
Yeah?
Yeah, old Clyde Ashton married a widow the other.
Clyde Ashton?
Yeah, old Clyde Ashton, that's
him.
Jack Ashton's brother.
Oh, yeah.
He married Widder Brown.
Is that right?
Yeah, and after the wedding, they had a big ceremony and everything, and then after the wedding was all over, they had a big party out there on the lawn.
Yeah.
You know.
Big rivery or shivery.
Well, whatever you call it, I don't know. But anyhow, it was a fine place. They had three swimming pools.
Three swimming pools.
Three swimming pools, hot, cold, and empty.
What was the empty one for?
The ones that couldn't swim.
Oh.
With a fine... Speaking about swimming, you look like a husky feller. I mean, you look...
Well, I've got to live up to my name, you know.
I bet you.
Yeah.
I bet you can swim good.
I used to swim a lot, Rob.
Is that right, Ferlin?
Yeah, sure did.
Sure enough.
Well, I was, one of the main athletics there.
Is that right?
Well, I mean, you can tell
I mean, you look like it.
I mean, what has Johnny Weissmiller got that I ain't got?
Look at your physique there and everything.
Buster Crabb, what has he got that I ain't got?
Well, now, when you get to Esther Williams, I've got the answer, brother.
Oh, well.
Hey, Ferlin.
Yeah.
My gal Susie, you ain't seen her, have you?
No, I haven't seen her.
Well, she come up here with me today, and I've lost her somewhere in the rush.
Yeah.
She wanted to do a little shopping, probably lost somewhere. I can't find her nowhere. They've got a new home. Daddy bought them a new home, got all the modern convenience.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything. She was telling me about it. I haven't seen it yet, but she was telling me about it. Said the living room was just beautiful.
Yeah.
All the modern convenience and everything. Yeah. And said the dining room was just, it was just wonderful.
Knocked out.
Yeah. And said the bathroom was just out of this world.
Yeah.
All the modern convenience.
What'd you tell
her? I just said, Susie, that there don't sound very convenient to me.
It wouldn't if it was out of this world, would it?
Well, I've got to go now.
Well, all right.
Yeah, I've got to go and see about Susie's brother. He's getting married tomorrow.
He is?
Yeah. He's that there one that's a pilot.
In the Air Force.
Yeah, he's a pilot in the Air Force.
Chauffeur of an airplane.
Yeah. Runs an airplane.
Yeah.
That there is what you call a B-29 marrying a C-47.
B-29 marrying a C-47.
That's right.
What's that mean?
Well, he may be 29, but she'll never see 47. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Rod Brasfield. Now it's time we heard from our special guest star tonight, so let's make him welcome and give him a nice hand. Mack Wiseman!
Thank you. Thank you, Berlin. Thank you.
Mack, it's sure good to have you with us here.
Oh, it's a real pleasure to be here, Berlin. Thank you so much.
You've been traveling around a lot,
I've been traveling quite a bit. One of my most recent travels, I'm happy to say, was a move from Hollywood here to Nashville, where I'll be located permanently.
You moved back here?
Sure have.
Well, I didn't know that. Glad to have you back.
Right, thank you. Thank
you still sing a little, don't you?
Well, I do a little once in a while, yeah.
Well, how about singing?
Here's a song that we just recently put out on the Dodd record, and oldie, Put Me in Your Pocket.
I remember that one.
Put me in your pocket, so I'll be close to you. No more will I be lonesome, and no more will I be blue. And when we have to part,
Rod, I see you got through the 4th of July weekend without any accident.
I sure did, Ferdinand, and I wrote me a little poem about it. My 4th of July was sane and safe. I've just got this to say. The only lighting up I did was my pipe with good PA.
Well, Rod, there's nothing that eases a man's mind and helps his thinking like a cool, satisfying, comfortable smoke.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you get, a comfortable smoke. When you load up with crimp cut, even burning Prince Albert. P.A. gives a feller the most comfortable smoke he can get.
P.A. is always fresh, too, Rod, and it tastes so good. That's because that special Prince Albert process locks in all the mild, natural flavor and goodness of the fine tobacco.
Yeah, and making men like P.A., too, in an OCB paper, you know, because it rolls so easy, smokes cool, and tastes so good.
So, pipe smoker or making man, declare your independence. Get a cool, tasty, comfortable smoke with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Thank you.
good fiddle man, Tommy Jackson, along with a grand old opera square dancers to cut a few capers to a tune called Blackberry Blossom.
Hey! Swing that yellow bottle ship. Swing on, swing on, swing it down. 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 Swing on, swing on, swing it down.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Tommy Jackson, and all the square dancers. I sure like that do-si-do.
Oh, that goes for me, too, Furlin.
Grant, I noticed you jumping around a little bit on
yes,
that one,
too. Yes, sir. Still a little life in the old bones yet, Furlin, but let's forget the dancing for a minute and talk about singing. Just a little while ago, you recorded a great song, and right now is a good time for you to sing it. It's a fine hymn called I Saw God.
Thank you very much, Grant. With the help of Miss Millie and the Jordanaires, we'll do it for you.
I saw God on the mountain. It was grand beyond compare. How do I know I saw him? Because the mountain was there. I saw God by the seashore, saw his presence everywhere. How do I know I saw him? Because the sea was there.
Thank you, friends. Thank you so much. Now it's time we had a little instrumental music on the stage. So how about a tune here from our good friend Chester Atkins, Cruising Down the River. Thank you.
real fine, Chester. Chester Atkins. Now we come down to another regular here at the Grand Ole Opry, and it's always a pleasure to work with her. The gossiping gal from Grinder Switch, Cussin' Ninny Pearl!
Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just so proud to be here. Well, so I got some kinfolks visiting me, Furley.
Yeah.
See right down there on the front row?
Is that right?
Right there, the Bonners and the Joneses from down Alabama. Right down there in Montgomery and Pratt City. You know that place?
No,
you've been there, ain't you?
I've been through that.
They tell me they're looking for you down there. I seen it in the post office down there when I was there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sir, don't mean no harm, Fred.
No, that's all right.
Well, sir, I've been feeling pretty good this week up until about a Wednesday hit was. There was a girl come up bar to grind a switch of Vist and Lizzie Tinkham, and this girl was from Shady Grove. And you know where Shady Grove's at. It's about, I reckon it's about 15 miles from Grinder. And she come up for a visiting, and I never seen nothing in the world like the way that girl just took over. She got all them fellas up there in such a stew, they didn't know whether to bake a cake or cut a watermelon. You know? It is awful. And they had a play party for her the other night for all the young folks, us young folks that grind and switch. And I wish y'all could have saw that dress she had on. She looked like she's poured into it, but not fur enough. No, I tell you, I wasn't sure about her hair, neither. It is kind of blondish-looking. Uncle Nabob said she is a suicide blonde, dyed by her own hand. But she was just all them fellas was taking on over, and it just made me feel so bad. Uncle Nabob, he's all time pulling jokes like that. That runs in our family. We all time love to just carry on and have fun and everything. Why, good gracious alive, that runs in our family just like big feet. Every one of us got big feet.
Yeah.
Have to back up to a door if we aim to knock on it. Every one of us got big feet and buck teeth. We can bite a pumpkin through a railing fence. Well, sir, though, Uncle Nabob come by today, and he is telling me about the new fire engine that they've got over at Grinder Switch. I ain't saw it yet. I've been out of town for a while. And it come in there yesterday, and he said, that is the finest fire engine you ever seen. See, they used to have a bucket brigade, and Uncle Nabob was head of the bucket brigade. In fact, he is the biggest bucket head you ever seen, Grinder Switch. And he said they had a sign up there on the fire engine at Grinder Switch, and it said, right in front of the fire engine, said, may this fire engine be like all the old maids at Grinder Switch, always ready and never called for. Well, sir, but Unc said he had a letter this week from his son, that's Elmer, that's their boy, Uncle Nabob, Bob and Nan Ambrose's boy, Elmer. He's still in the service. He's away off in some foreign country. He said, tell Aunt Fanny Tate, that's my mammy's name, you know. He said, tell Aunt Fanny Tate, don't send me no more of them turnip greens by mail. He said, them last turnip greens was just spoiled something terrible. Said it run everybody out of the post office over there. Like them fish that Uncle Lim down at Waverly sent us one time, you know. He sent us a box of fish, and he had a little sign on the box said, if not, he's talking about the fish, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He said, if not delivered in 5 days, never mind. Bye now. See you next week.
Well, Minnie, how did you and Hezzy make out when he drove you home from the big celebration last night?
Oh, Mr. Husky, for a minute I thought I had him trapped. When we got to the top of Nine Mile Hill, he stopped the car and looked at me kind of sad-like and said, Minnie, have you got a match? I'm dying for a smoke.
Well, knowing that Hezzy smokes Prince Albert, I can't blame him too much, Minnie. Prince Albert is a great comfort to a man.
More than a wife.
Well, PA is crimp cut, Minnie, so it packs right and burns even and cool. And it's always fresh, and it tastes so good, too. That's because the special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural flavor and goodness of the fine tobacco.
I know, but a girl wants to hear words of love and the music of the wedding march. With Hezzy, I just hear about Prince Albert and music like this.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow, T.A.
Well, when you've got a guest as good as the one we have tonight, we like to work his head off. So let's make him welcome Mack Wiseman. This is one of his old-time ones here.
One call when the work's all done this fall.
A group of jolly cowboys discussing plans at ease said one, "I'll tell you something, boys, if you will listen, please. I'm an old cowpuncher, and here I'm dressed in rags. Used to be a tough one and go on great big jakes. But I've got a home, boys, a good one you all know. Though I haven't seen it since long, long ago. I'm going back to Dixie once more to see them all. I'm going to see my mother when the work's all done this fall. After the roundup's over, after the shipping's done, I'm going straight home, boys, there all my money's gone. No more will I ramble, no more will I fall. I'm going to see my mother when the work's all done this fall. When I left my home, boys, my mother for me cried. She begged me not to go, boys, for me she would have died. My mother's heart is aching, breaking for me, that's all. But with God's help, I'll see her when the work's all done this fall. That very night this cowboy went out to stand his guard. The night was dark and cloudy and storming very hard. The cattle herd got frightened and rushed in wild stampede. The cowboy tried to turn them while riding at full speed. While riding in the darkness so loudly did he shout, trying hard to head them, turn the herd about. Saddle horse did stumble, and on him it did fall. Now he won't see his mother when the work's all done this fall.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Mac!
Thank you so much, Mack Wiseman. It was a pleasure having you with us. And speaking of pleasure, it's always a pleasure to listen to some fine music. So here she is, 12th Street Rag, Mrs. Dale Wood. Thank you, Dale Wood.
Well, and I don't want to get known as a clock watcher, but the time is getting a little short, and everybody's waiting for a number from you. So how about doing your latest Capitol release, I Feel That Old Heartache?
That's the one I wanted to do. The Jordanaires, Marvin Hughes, Miss Millie, and everybody ready? Here we go.
I feel that old heartache again, the one that started when I lost you. I told myself it was over, I was happy but then I saw you, and it started again. I saw you dancing with somebody new, and you had put it in my place with you. You looked at me and saw my teardrops begin. I looked at you and it started again. Ella, Ella, will it last? Tell me, will time ever pass? I feel that old heartache again.
Having you with us here tonight at the Grand Ole Opry, so join us next week when Marty Robbins will be the boss man, along with Benny Martin as his special guest star. Till then, this is Sperlin Husky saying cheerio, toodaloo, we had a ball, hope you did too, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today.
What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
This portion is presented to our armed forces overseas through Armed Forces Radio Service and originated with WSM, Nashville, Tennessee. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.